Okay, show. Lots of people have asked me where my very good friend has been. She has been very busy trying to get information out. Nobody has worked harder since the beginning of the pandemic to actually put out facts and truth no matter what. She is a fearless warrior. Most of you know her. And if you do not, she is Karen Kingston. And I'm very honored to have you back. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, friend?
Oh, I'm good. I miss you. It's been so long. Our last show, the Gremlins, the voice was all messed up. So it's been quite a while. I get a lot of emails about you and people are following you. You've had a lot of information that's come through your Substack. If anyone is not subscribed to Karen Kingston's Substack, it's very important, especially now, because so much is coming out. First and foremost, I wanted to ask you, yesterday, Johnson & Johnson announced that our government announced that their vaccine is to be stopped immediately and all of the vaccines destroyed. So then people were asking, well, why not Moderna and Pfizer too? Can you kind of break down what really happened here, not the headline?
Yeah, well, just to explain. So the Johnson & Johnson product was only emergency use authorized. So Pfizer got FDA approval, and they made FDA-approved product available in the United States beginning in December 2021. So, and that's not up for debate. Pfizer doesn't argue it in a court of law. You know, Albert Bourla just gave his Q1 earnings, and he talks about U.S. and international sales for FDA-approved Comirnaty, right? So because J&J only had authorization, now that the pandemic is over, it's not legal to have non-FDA approved product available on the market. So that's why it's going to be banned and destroyed.
Right. So you've explained this before, but people looked very excited today. I never got my original Twitter back, but I did start a new one. So I do keep an eye on some of this stuff. And I have to tell you that people are acting like, oh, well, this is the beginning. And I knew that that wasn't true. So I'm glad you explained that.
No, it's not. They're going to continue to make mRNA technology inoculations, injections. Moderna and Pfizer are going to continue to do that. And they're going to do it. That's what the quadrivalent flu vaccine is going to be. It's going to be an mRNA for antigens, for toxins that are going to be injected into people's bodies.
Right. Well, last time that we talked a little bit about, now there's all these people that are putting out information, they're trying to do stuff, and everyone's running in circles and saying that there's no road to hold these people accountable. But you and I had spoken not too long ago that there actually is stuff in the contract and elsewhere that is coming out, or that you've been reporting on for 2 years, that actually is actionable. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, what roads there are that do exist that are being ignored?
Sure. So I think where the confusion is that people somehow or another believe that there can be laws passed in this country or any country that make it legal to use a weapon of bio warfare on a civilian population, right, and to take a civilian adult child or life. So to murder them without that organization or individual being held to account and having to go through due process of law. So that's just a false statement.
Right.
So if you go through the DOD contract, the other thing is Pfizer, when there was emergency use authorization, they had forfeited their immunity under that, under their Operation Warp Sea contract. It's very different from the Moderna contract, right, and it's very different from the J&J contract. It states in the DOD contract that they are going to provide a vaccine that protects against SARS-CoV-2 and its variants. So it's very clear. And that product will not be released to the American people or global population until it is proven to be safe and effective per standard 21 USC FDA guidelines for an FDA approved product. So they forfeit that. And then it says that they're going to adhere to good manufacturing practices for a biological agent. What's scary is that it does say also that they're going to adhere to good manufacturing practices for devices. and specifically for lipid nanoparticle technology devices, which are classified as electromagnetic devices. So that's in the DoD contract, that people were injected with a device. Now, under Obama in the Cures Act, he had modified the FDA laws for devices so that new devices could be brought to market in an accelerated timeline fashion. So like within 2 months or less, under what normally would be, you'd have to do the same process for an FDA approved product, which would be 2 years. So they forfeited their immunity, and what they produced was not a vaccine. It's an electromagnetic device. It's not protected even by the vaccine laws. So, and because the research that they did in the phase 1, 2, and 3 trials, or specifically phase 2, 3, and the emergency use authorized product, they never gave informed consent. We know that the administrators of the inoculations were not blinded. So they mixed up, you know, the what they called a placebo group and the injection group. So Pfizer, you know, admits in their documents that it was basically fraudulent research. They admitted in a court of law. So if you do fraudulent research on humans, that's criminal biological research. And a biological agent or device that's done under that type of research that's shown to not prevent infection or transmission, which Pfizer and the FDA openly admit to, as does Moderna and J&J, and was done under this fraudulent research and causes harm, is by definition a bioweapon under 18 U.S.C. 175. It's a bioweapon under definition under every single state law. If you can't find a bioweapon law, you'll find a hazardous material law, or you'll find another weapons law. So the way to get these pulled is to simply, you know, the DoD contract shows Pfizer does not have immunity. The FDA documents, I have so many Substacks on it.
I know.
There's one, Can We Talk? There's one, Demand, Stop the, you know, COVID-19 injections. There's the commissioner's letter. There's the closer. And I go through the same points over and over again.
I know.
Pfizer says in their FDA trials, within 1 week of the first or second shot, 409 people came down with severe COVID. Right. What's severe COVID? It's neurological dysfunction, kidney dysfunction, liver dysfunction, low oxygen levels, respiratory failure, being put on a ventilator, admission to the ICU, or they died. They said 409 people within the first or second shot died or went to the hospital, and we don't know what caused it. We know it was their shots, right? It's right there.
Right.
They say in their documents nearly 1,600 people. So originally they said only 9 people came down with COVID, symptomatic COVID, like mild to moderate. No, if you read the documents, 1,582 came down within 2 months of getting the shot. Okay. Then in June of 2021, it was September 2021? Let me think of the date. I think it was September 21. They put out a post hoc analysis after they got the FDA approval, saying when they injected the placebo group and they tracked their infection rate compared to the original group that got injected, over time, your risk for getting COVID-19 increases after you get 2 shots. Yeah. And then that was confirmed by the Cleveland Clinic across all COVID-19 injections, 51,000 employees. They showed if you got 0 shots versus 2 shots over a 90-day period, like from the date of the last shot, 3-fold chance of getting infected. If you got 3 or more shots, 4-fold chance of getting infected. So it causes the infection.
Right.
That's what negative efficacy is. So this can only cause disease, disabilities, and death. By definition, that's a weapon. So if people can understand this information, and it's not difficult to understand, it really isn't. Like, you read the FDA document.
Right.
And it says there were 100 children ages 12 to 15 years of age. The reactogenicity data, so that's myocarditis, Guillain-Barré, strokes, blood clotting, multisystem inflammatory syndrome, death. Okay. That's what the reactogenicity data go. Oh, the severe harmful clinical diseases, disabilities, and death in children, and these 100 children, was so damning. We told the FDA, don't disclose it in our emergency use authorization submission. However, count those 12 year to 15 year olds, count them in the end value for when you do the authorization for adults.
Right.
So it's literally written pretty much like that. It's not difficult to understand. It's just someone, and I did this, has to read through these hundreds of pages of documents and find these statements. And you go,
Well, you broke it down on your Substack. You've broken it down on this show. But what you've been saying all along is this, is it? You've been saying all along, honestly, now for longer than anyone else I've heard, and I've known you for now almost 3 years. What you've been saying is that we had to start calling it a bioweapon, that yeah. people have to stop using other words for it. And now, because you've put out and other people have, but you, I got most of my information early on from you and one other guy. The Department of Defense was involved in and the NIH and the funding and the Wuhan lab. I mean, it's a biological weapon program.
Yes, so that's what it is.
You've been saying for so long, if the American people could start using the right word, maybe we'd be able to get some justice here. And yet still, I feel like people, this is how I feel, because I talk a lot about the military-industrial complex war side. If mm-hmm. people started to realize that war has been used for profit by a small group of globalist billionaires for decades, if not centuries, then they could start to really look at it. Because a lot of times when I'm doing stuff on the endless wars and Project New American Century and whatever's going on in Ukraine, I try to say that the winner of every war ends up being the bankers that go in after the war. But mm-hmm. this is not that different. But you'll see a lot of people saying, where they have, we've been brainwashed to think, well, if America's doing it, then it's for good. You know, like people stop right there at, you know, looking at themselves. I talk a lot about lately about like the fourth step of recovery, which is a moral and fearless inventory. And I feel like every American needs to do that about the crimes of our own government with our dollars and our, you know, in our name. And yeah. this is another one of them.
Well, and I think too, so what I've been really disheartened by is if people go to my Substack, there's one where I go over that the Russian general of right. the nuclear and biowarfare program, Lieutenant General Kiryov, he cites my med legal analysis.
I know.
And he's been following it apparently for about a year now for people to null and void people, nations in Eastern Europe, Africa, including South Africa, and Asia, to null and void their contracts with Pfizer and to begin criminal prosecutions, right? And then, you know, on May 4th, Sergei Lavrov, the
yes.
Russian foreign minister, met with, the guy's last name is Kang, the Chinese.
From China.
They met
the statement that they put out. Yeah. Tell my audience, because nobody probably heard of that. I called you right when I saw it. But tell my audience, because here's the thing. I've been the whole time trying to tell people about Ukraine in 2014 or 2004 and whatever. And then, you're a Putin apologist. We can't just write off everything that the Chinese and the Russians say, especially about this. Can you tell my audience, who probably doesn't even know anything about that, what happened in that situation?
Yeah. Well, first I want to say I'm not a...
You don't have to say it.
I'm not sympathizing with
no.
China and Russia here, but basically the U.S. Biowarfare program, which they discovered in the Ukraine, which yes was started by Barack Obama. In 2005 when he was a senator,
and Lugar, and it's Senator Lugar too. Yeah,
yeah, and that was augmented, you know, by the Clintons, by the Bidens, and Obama. But so they, and then Lieutenant General Kiryov went through all the patents from DARPA, from the DOD, from the NIH,
right.
you know, which shows all of these, whether it's the pegylated lipid nanoparticle technology for use as a bioweapon, whether it's mosquitoes and ticks for bioweapons, whether there's aerosol attacks. So he's like, look, you guys have all these patents and we want you, and you have these labs in the Ukraine.
Right.
And the Russian general said, come to the United Nations. We want you to show up in February 2022 and explain yourselves. And the U.S. Pentagon turned around and said, we don't have to explain ourselves because we have a thing called dual use of research funds. So we're not violating the biological weapons convention.
Gosh.
We're allowed to patent bioweapons. We're allowed to manufacture them. We're allowed to stockpile them. We just can't use them on civilians. So you can go pound sand. Now, let's say there's going to be an outbreak of Marburg or of dengue virus. Well, if we want to use mosquitoes to immunize civilians, then that's our right. And let's say Lieutenant General Kiryov specifically said he did not appreciate their sarcasm. Okay, that's the word right. used. He doesn't appreciate their sarcasm. And unfortunately, we pushed, you know, non-allies of America to come together, which is China and Russia, to take matters into their own hands. And they met on May 4th. And then on May 5th, the Chinese foreign minister put out a statement basically saying that we're going to hold the United States of America, medical industrial complex and pharmaceutical companies and the World Health Organization to account. And
right.
that was followed up on May 6th from the Russian foreign general, Sergei Lavrov, to say the same thing.
Right.
Sadly, Americans are applauding this, expecting China and Russia to come in and save us. We need to save ourselves.
Right.
In fact, we're saying if we are dependent on countries, you know, who have a history of communism, and I mean, China has a history of doing criminal biological experimentation on their own civilians, the Uyghurs,
right.
you know, so this is not, if they come into our country, they're not coming in to save us and to uphold, you know, our
no.
republic. They're coming in to basically exterminate us or execute us, right?
They have revenge.
Yeah,
they're coming
revenge.
Into, you know, they are our enemies at the end of the day. And, but look, I mean, this is also, if you guys go to Karen's Substack, she has the transcript of what they said. It is very, very damaging. About almost a year and a half ago, I went through all the stuff. I know you've done it many times too, of all the bioweapons labs the U.S. has put all over the world. And again, Karen, I always thought if the NIH was funding the Wuhan lab, which is our enemy, adversary,
yeah.
and they were coming up with this, that was treason right off the top.
Yeah.
I still don't understand how that's not defined as treason.
Well, here's the challenge with China and Russia working together. It is treason, right? This is treason. It's criminal experimentation on humans by definition. That is the use of a bioweapon. So.
Yeah.
And you know, if you don't want to call these bioweapons, you can call them gene editing technologies. Experts in gene editing technologies do not call them therapies. They're not therapies. The gene editing technology is for the purposes of forcing evolutionary changes, non-human evolutionary changes
right.
in humans, which is for the extermination of that species. You know, if you change the genetic code of a species.
Right. Enough times it's going to be gone.
Yeah, it's going to be gone. And also it's the integration of inorganic materials, you know, which
right.
is metals and electromagnetic devices, or what Microsoft calls biological computers. China and Russia put out a statement saying the issue of the World Health Organization registration of domestic vaccines, so authorizing the use of the vaccines across multiple nations, have claimed proven effectiveness and saved millions of lives in various countries of the world, has not been resolved. Facts of world-scale corruption around American pharmaceutical companies have been revealed. Questions arise as to how justified were the decisions of the WHO to force their vaccine certifications at the global level. So they are going after the WHO. They are going after American companies. Now, the challenge with China partnering with Russia in regards to the American bioweapons lab scandal in Ukraine is every lab in Ukraine that's working with bioweapons has a partner in China.
Right.
So this is all good cop, bad cop. And
right. That's the crit. That's what I keep trying to say to people, because the more I look at it, you know, it's been a learning curve, but it appears that at the very top of all the countries that they're fighting amongst themselves, I'm talking about the oligarchy, you know, billionaire puppet master class and the international bankers and everything, that all the way at the top that they're fighting amongst themselves for power. For control,
yeah.
who controls everything. So while we're down here and they're doing their puppet master thing, as I lay out in a lot of my speeches, it appears that the world at the very top, the people that are the hidden hands of power all over the world are in their own battle against each other, which is even more disturbing because, like you said before, I hear people, and there was a long time ago when, you know, people were thinking that there was, you know, some kind of covert operation happening and like really Russia and China were trying to save us.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's become very clear that they are.
So
I don't know what they think of the American people. But
no,
that's not the case.
The plan is to convince Americans that our government is so corrupt and hijacked that there's not even one judge, one sheriff that's going to uphold the Constitution, that we're going to need foreign powers to come in and save us. So what is that? They want us to voluntarily surrender our life, our lives, our children, and our children's children. They want us to voluntarily say, we surrender to this foreign government. It's all manipulation and deception, and we are going to be executed, enslaved, and experimented on.
Yeah.
And I know that's really hard for people to hear. So what do you do? You read my Substack. I mean, so read the $3 trillion Substack. It's free. Read Can We Talk? It's free. And say, no, these are weapons of bio warfare. You have to start where you can start.
Right.
And say, I demand that they get seized from our community. At a minimum, a cease and desist that if anyone administers this weapon, they will be arrested. Give me a rational legal explanation as to why a pediatrician has the legal authority to inject a child, a baby, or a toddler with a known toxic agent that's going to cause that toddler disease, disabilities, and death. That's been proven. And contains advanced nanotechnologies.
Right.
Give me a legal reason why the pediatrician can inject a child with a weapon of biowarfare, a known weapon that has a patent as being used as a weapon of biowarfare.
Right.
There's no legal explanation for this. So
And you brought up to me that, that the sheriffs can actually do something here. And why aren't they doing that? What can a sheriff do if somebody wants to call their sheriff and say, you have the ability to go do this?
It's the same. So in, like, for example, the state of Florida,
right,
the law that governs, a biological agent or device or toxin that doesn't prevent infection or disease, doesn't protect against disease, and was done under fraudulent research, is by definition a weapon of biowarfare. It's the same as a bomb.
Right.
So you say these are weapons of biowarfare. Here is the evidence. The sheriffs have the right to go to every vaccination facility and seize them. Period.
And then they can test them themselves, right?
Then they legally acquired them, and they can test them themselves. So there is no legal reason for a pediatrician to be administering weapons of biowarfare to children. There's no reason for a pharmacist to be doing it. There's no reason for a doctor to be doing it. So they have the authority to go seize them. Now they've legally seized them, and then they can do analyses themselves. They can see that technology underneath, using microscopy, using a microscope. So
I can't believe one sheriff in this whole country won't do that. I mean, that seems like the easiest way to find out, because isn't it still, like, even though you've done the best you could, isn't it still true that people don't even know what's in them because they haven't released that information? But if a sheriff sees some and took it to a legitimate lab, and couldn't they find out and then release that information?
Yeah, I think if people don't know what's in them because there's multiple technologies, nanotechnologies in the vials, and the vials do vary in formulation.
Right.
Pfizer states it. China put out a statement from their 144 trial, their safety trial in the Chinese government, saying they used BNT162B1. We're supposed to use B2. And they say, our findings are similar to the U.S. phase 3 trials. Well, we were told the phase 3 trials, we used the B2 formulation, not the B1 formulation. So we have all this evidence that what was given to the American people varies in formulation, varies in technologies. And I think that's the other confusion, is people thought they got a synthetically recreated part of a virus, called a spike protein.
Right.
And that's what was in the vials. That was just a complete made up story.
Oh, wow.
There are multiple technologies, multiple toxins. I think when people actually look at the vials and they test for certain things and they see the non-human genetic material that's in here, it's absolutely disgusting. I mean,
there's
material from reptiles, from insects. It's disgusting. It's just disgusting that was injected into God's greatest creation. And that's what can be done. Sheriffs absolutely have the authority to seize these. And the concept that America is waiting on someone in our federal government, that's never going to happen. I question the intentions of our state leaders as well, governors. I've reached out to AGs and state prosecutors, and I get crickets, So what's happened, I think people aren't taking action, is because we have leaders actually in our movement that are creating confusion too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're saying, well, because this is a military operation and Pfizer just slapped their logo on it, there's nothing you can do. And that's a lie. There is no law that prevents any organization or individual from deploying weapons of mass destruction and doing criminal experimentation on civilians. They can't legally contract with a government or a military to do that. They are absolutely vulnerable. And what are we supposed to do? We can't go after the U.S. military. That's the most ridiculous, to me, that's the most ridiculous strategic recommendation I've ever heard.
Right.
Yeah. You don't go after the military. You go after Pfizer, and then you have Pfizer pull the military into the court of law and explain to them how they told them to do it.
Right. Well, also, isn't it true that the military got the vaccines from Pfizer, but wasn't part of the deal that they had to have proven that they were effective and that they stopped the infection, and they never proved that?
Yeah, that's right in the get-go. They have to prevent SARS-CoV-2 infection and transmission.
So if this was a legitimate situation, the military would have something on Pfizer, but it looks like they both knew.
They both knew what?
Like, they both knew that it wasn't going to stop the infection. I mean, Burks on TV says she knew all along it was never going to stop the infection.
Yeah, but here's the thing. That doesn't matter because the contract says you're going to produce a vaccine that's going to stop the infection. And you're going to forfeit your immunity. It's not written like the Moderna contract or the J&J contract is, right?
Right.
Those are written completely different. The Pfizer contract's written saying you're going to make sure you produce a vaccine that's as safe and effective as any FDA approved product.
Right.
You're going to forfeit your immunity. And in exchange, we're going to say you own all the intellectual property. Yeah. So
there are ways to get justice and adjudicate this crime against humanity. Just we don't have anyone that's stepping up to do that. And at this point, I don't understand why.
But I guess here's the thing. So let's say someone murdered a family member of yours, right? And you go, okay, Bob Smith murdered, you know, my uncle, and right. He's got the gun. I caught him. That's Pfizer. And Bob Smith, or no, not Bob Smith. Then your aunt goes, well, no, he's just a hitman. You got to go after, you know, his company, who actually was the ones that hired the hitman.
Right.
You'd be like, you know what? Why are you defending the person that murdered your husband? Like, let Bob Smith explain that he's a hired hitman.
Right.
You don't so people that are saying you have to go after the military put Pfizer up to this. I don't think you understand. Like, they're defending the criminal that has caused disease, disabilities, and death on millions of American adults and children. I don't know if people realize that that's what they're doing, but that's what they're doing. They're saying, right. No, go after Pfizer. Go after the U.S. military. I mean, that's the most, and then what, the military is going to come in and go, yeah, we hired Pfizer to execute our biological weapons program. No, that's never going to happen.
Right.
So you go after Bob Smith's company that hired him, is he going to come in and go, oh yeah, we hired him to do, no. So you go after the criminal where you have their fingerprints all over everything.
Right.
In black. Someone asked me last week on a show, they're like, how would you prove that Pfizer engaged in criminal experimentation? I was like, because it's in black and white. They said 409 people came down with severe disease. They
right.
said reasons for withdrawal from their study was death. That's,
right.
that's criminal. 622 people withdrew from their study within 2 months.
Yeah.
Or 622. So that's my point, is that I think, you know, people need to understand that you need to go after what you can go after. And this, you know, because we haven't dug our heels in and said this is gene editing technology is by definition a weapon of biowarfare when used on humans, because it's for the extermination of our species.
Right.
Right. The fallout effects include disease, disabilities, and death, but also at the end of the day, you're going to exterminate our species. You're going to create a new species.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, people have to understand. I did a show with Mike L about it where he like drew like how this is. With each biological change to your DNA and stuff, they're changing the species to no longer exist. And at a certain point, it's not human at all. And that's really the goal. And that would happen. And they're already doing it. I mean, I get freaked out, Karen, when I see all these, these babies born in synthetic wombs and all of this stuff. I mean, this has been going on for a long time, but this is now coming mainstream, and they're talking about it in mainstream media like it's not a big deal.
Yeah, so it's a huge deal. I mean, first of all, it's blasphemous, but also under 1 USC code, Title Code 8, the definition of a U.S. citizen is a human being that's born or expulsed or extrapolated from their mother's womb. That's literally the definition. So that's the definition. So people are saying, well, if you're injected with the biotechnology and now you become a new species and you're no longer a citizen. No. The definition under U.S. law, again, this is all gaslighting to get us to forfeit our rights. Under U.S. law is, if I was born of a mother's womb, I am a U.S. It doesn't matter what happens to me afterwards. I'm a U.S. citizen. But if now they're breeding, you know, these biosynthetic humans out of these synthetic wombs, they have no citizenship.
No, they're soldiers for the communist.
Or their manufacturing facilities. I mean, that's what they.
Right.
I mean,
yeah. People have to understand the danger here, and it's so advanced. Now, nobody really reported that Charles Lieber got sentenced to 2 days.
No, I didn't know that.
That's it. 2 days in jail, which was, I think was time served and probation. And he was obviously a partner of Jeffrey Epstein was helping fund him, but he was a partner at the Wuhan lab and one of the inventors of this nanotechnology. So a lot of people were hoping that something would happen there. I always knew because of his connection to Epstein that nothing would happen there, and it didn't. And that didn't even make the news. So, you know, we're really at a place where there's a total blackout of information. I see Naomi Wolf out there and a couple other people, you know, RFK Jr. is now running for office, so he's not talking about it that much anymore. But largely, there's some independent journalists, you, and then there's a handful of others that are not letting it go. But the American people, everyone watching this should really realize that we can't let this go. That I already feel like you brought up Marburg. They're just talking about monkeypox again yesterday. This is all, these people, until they're stopped or we stop or we stand up or we, you know, get somebody to do something, they're going to keep trying. Karen, what's on the horizon? I mean, I feel like these people don't want a 2024 election, and they'll do anything they can between now and then, be it, you know, whatever's coming through our border or another one of these attacks.
Yeah, if we don't start taking action, there isn't going to be a 2024 election. And I think, you know, there's a lot going on, whether it's the WHO IHR amendments, you know, the border. I mean, we're being sabotaged, and we're being asked to go focus on the next shiny object. But the problem is that this mRNA technology is not just in the inoculations. It's not just in the injections. It's being put into everything, the food supply, the water supply. And I'm not saying that to overwhelm people.
Right.
I'm saying that because we have to focus on what we need to focus on. We need a win. And I've been saying this for 2 years. The win is to have these mRNA technology injections seized, you know, and stopped in every community. You have to do that community by community. Why is that important? Because then people will see this technology, and when they understand that people are being injected with gene editing technology, you know, that incorporates both non-human DNA and inorganic material into the human genome, they should be horrified, right? And then you can start to stop things. But we're worried about the World Health Organization. I'm not saying that it isn't something that isn't worrying, but meanwhile, in your own community right now, 6-month-old babies are being injected with gene editing technology, and the likelihood of them having more than a 50-50 chance without having permanent damage done to their neurological system is very low.
Right.
So in your own community, there's this bioweapon in our backyards. And once people are inoculated, they're producing this technology. It goes to the skin. It's self-spreading. And that's what you should focus on, that fire, not on all these other fires that we're being told to focus on. And I think You know, when I first came forward with this information, as you know, Mel, I was like, these can only cause disease, disabilities, and death, right? I don't think I used the term bioweapon right out of the gates, but I did. I take that back. In May,
you said from the very first time I met you in person, you were saying it's not a vaccine. It's not a vaccine. And still people are calling it a vaccine. I mean, they're still pushing it in New York.
But I called it a bioweapon. And I have the email in May of 2021. I did call this a bioweapon out of the gates. So, but what happened after I brought this irrefutable evidence forward? We had a movement that said, everyone calm down. We definitely don't want to use this on children. And it should be a choice. In my opinion, whether people know this or not, that was a psychological operation.
I agree.
Not saying the people who were part of it, you know, were the masterminds. They were duped, maybe. Maybe they were all duped, right? To say...
Not all. Honestly, Karen, it's the same thing because I talk a lot. One of my main things is the military industrial complex and endless wars for profit and by and control. But it's no different. I'm telling you, the American people do not want to see their own government having, you know, reasons of national security is how you cover up everything. You know, it's been one cover up after another since they killed JFK. And believe me, this is another one. If they can get away with covering it up, they will. And we, the people right now, are living through it and have the ability to demand action, at least locally. And like saying, if people got involved locally where we actually have power, there's nothing we can do about DC. It is a captured entity. It is a uniparty. They're all protecting themselves and each other and their grandparents and their children and their whatever, whoever. But locally, people can do something about this right now. And people ask me, what can I do? There's nothing we can do. People can do something.
Yeah, they can talk. They can find others who are like-minded in their community. Go to my Substack. A lot of stuff is free.
Right.
You know, put together a letter. People reach out to me through my Substack. I host Zoom meetings with local activists and go talk to your sheriffs. And I want to put things in perspective for people. So what's going on is there are people that are nihilists. They actually hate God. They hate his creations and they want to destroy us. And there's something called like the macabre philosophy, which is the mockery of the victim. And this goes back to stop the mandates, make the injections a choice, right? So what that is it's mocking us. It's having enemies amongst us who are empathizing with our needs, saying what it is that we need to hear, but then putting in distorting, you know, material evidence and law so that the victims don't take action, so that we spend our time, our efforts, our energy, and we go, rah, 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 look at all that we're doing. And then they're mocking us because we actually don't do anything of significant outcomes.
Right.
And that's what's been going on for 2 years with the shots. Nothing has happened. There's been no significant outcomes.
Yeah, these same people, it's called on another level with the Aleister Crowley Satan worshiper types. It's called a humiliation ritual. They just like when they do all this stuff on TV with the Satan stuff or the transgender stuff, they're and then they make you accept it and acknowledge it and nod and you know, ignore the what's really going on because you just want to go along to get along. They're humiliating you on purpose. It's really sick, but it's true.
That's the mockery. So you have expert leaders allegedly in this field who say, if you call it a bioweapon or you say there's nanotechnology in it. Now, keep in mind, Mel, it's all over Pfizer Moderna's website that these contain nanotechnology. It's in the DOD contract that it contains nanotechnology. The entire industry talks about the nanotechnology, right? Mm-hmm. So there's nanotechnology. But we have a leader who says if you call them bioweapons or nanotechnology, they're going to think you're cuckoo. So we don't want to do that. And then these guys go home. And
that's what they've used for decades.
I can't believe they're buying this. They're sitting there and they're going to trust me and not say what this stuff actually is because I just told them not to. And they're laughing at us. They are mocking you. They're not giving you the words. The words are bioweapon gene editing technology. And if you can't use those words influence thoughts. So you can't think about the horrific crimes that are being done against you, your community, and our children. That's why they don't want you to use the words.
Right.
It's not because they're saying, and here's the thing, if our leaders used the actual word that described what was going on, then we would wake up this nation. But they refused. And then when I forced it, because I won't go away, and then people are getting really annoyed with me. And they go, well, so then I forced to say that it's a bioweapon. And then what happens? Then this ridiculous story comes out saying that the trials were play theater and that this is a military operation and Pfizer slapped their logo on it. So there's nothing you can do. and then they laugh at you again. And people applaud this stuff. That's what kills me, Mel. When I talked to a bunch of doctors in Pensacola, I had said, you know, my work was recently cited by the Russian general.
It was. I know.
And they applauded me. I go, do not applaud me.
I know. If this anyone stuff, wanted to be wrong, you want it to be wrong from day one.
But I wanted from, if I was right from day one in July 2021, what would have been great is if, you know, Rand Paul had picked up my work, okay?
Right.
If governors like DeSantis and, you know, and Abbott had picked up my work. I didn't want the Russian general, the nuclear and biowarfare program, to pick up my work. I don't understand how people.
And what's really sick, you know, I think the UN is the biggest farce ever created to gaslight humanity into thinking that anything that they do is for the good of humanity. It's a total fraud. But I will say the fact that the United Nations rejected looking into this is so disturbing to me, and it should be disturbing to everyone. First of all, they should be dismantled and audited for the last 10 years at least, or probably 75 years. But bigger than that, they did bring a lot of this evidence to the United Nations. What's odd is that Russia is right now the head of the Security Council.
Yeah.
They want to look into it, but yet that hasn't been done yet, which leads me to believe that everyone knows what's going on at the very tippy top of the globalist puppet masters. And they're all right now, like I said, they're fighting amongst each other. Now, let me just ask you something about that, the international aspects. Apparently, China nor Russia used mRNA technology in their vaccines. Is that true, or we don't know that for sure?
According to the CDC, World Health Organization, and the Chinese government databases that I looked into, they banned mRNA technology. Recently, like in the last couple of weeks, China just looked at, there's a local Chinese company that I believe now is going to start using mRNA technology in their civilians. But so you understand, the original deal, so Pfizer's mRNA tech is Pfizer and BioNTech, and BioNTech was partnered with Pfizer for use of their mRNA technology outside of China. And then they were partnered with Fosun Pharma in China for use of the mRNA tech in China. So the original deal was that the mRNA tech was going to be launched in China and along with the other countries. And after they did the initial phase one trial, 144 Chinese civilians, China banned it. So, and then the German chancellor, you know, from BioNTech, you know, obviously because BioNTech started putting pressure in October, right, you know, in 2022, and in 2022 of October, this just kills me. China said, okay, we'll authorize the use of your mRNA technology injections in China on foreign Germans who live here.
Oh, wow. And I don't think the Russian Sputnik vaccine, well, they always said that they weren't using mRNA technology.
No, they're using Vero cell lines, which is a monkey cell
right, line.
Dr. Michael talks about that. And they're using, it's more traditional like vaccines. Now, that being said, like something like the J&J, the adenovirus vector, that's a lie too. That also contains nanotech when you start looking into it. So, you know, what we just know, there's different formulations. And
right.
You know, there seems to have been, you know, you take a look at the countries that you could use mRNA technology in, it's America and all of our
Five Eyes nations. It's all that were involved in all of it, in everything, which leads me to my last question for you, since I kept you for so long. I haven't had you on in a long time and I haven't seen you in longer, which stinks. But I have to say, I had on a couple doctors that worked in Operation Warp Speed. And they, at this point in looking back, believe that this was released to take down Donald Trump and to take down everything he was doing geopolitically to dismantle the globalists. Do you feel that this is this bio attack was to get back on track with the globalist Great Reset plan, or time-wise, or do you still are not sure why the attack was done and when it was done?
Oh, no, the attack on humanity with COVID-19. That was an attack on humanity. Absolutely. It was to enslave people. It was to, as Klaus Schwab, you know, the fourth industrial revolution doesn't change what you're doing. It changes you. Right.
Right.
So these technologies are designed to recreate cells in the human body that are integrated with electromagnetic materials and devices. And they specifically target the blood-brain barrier. They can cross the CNS system within 30 minutes or less. That's what the technology does.
Yeah.
The whole point was for the extermination, extinction, and enslavement
right. of
humanity. And in regards to Trump, I mean, the Operation Warp Speed contract with Pfizer looks very good for Trump because Pfizer violated every clause in that contract. They were supposed to make a safe and effective vaccine per standard FDA law. Now, my concern, though, is Trump has not come out against the shots.
I know. A lot of people feel that way, and he has to say something about it. He should have already. Hopefully he will. But the doctors, two of the doctors that were actually hired by Trump after this have both said on record that they believe that the COVID-19 operation started 6 to 8 months before we even heard about it. And that by the time they did all the lockdowns and everything, it was already in motion and that it was planned for a long time. They might have sped it up, but that it really has a lot to do with a long-term plan that was thwarted by the globalists losing power for those couple of years.
It was locked and loaded in 2016, I think, with some minor modifications. So they perfected the CRISPR-Cas9 encapsulation into lipid nanoparticles in 2015, and they wanted a way to deploy that on civilians. And it can be deployed aerosol, food, water.
I know, you've been saying that. We talked about almost 2 years ago, we were talking about Johns Hopkins thing about what was that? Like dust.
the smart dust. Yeah
smart dust. It's crazy. I remember we did a show on that a long time ago. Yeah, it's very crazy. I just want everyone to know Karen's Substack is really important for everyone, and you can print it out and you can give it to people, because if you know people that are still getting these shots or still brainwashed and you're not even trying to stop them, that's a real problem. And if you know doctors that are still pushing these shots, you should be and you still talk to them or see them, print out some of this stuff, because the truth of the matter is that right now, everyone, if you're not paying attention and sharing information, you're somewhat complicit. I mean, I always talk about the Germans, you know, it wasn't the convinced Nazi or the committed communist. It was the apathetic German that allowed that to happen. And we are way past that point here. Karen, any last words? Because you also look at it through, you know, you're very spiritual. You have a good relationship with God, and I know that that's kept you going. But any last words for the people out there that do get it and are as frustrated as you are?
I'd say take a look at some of the Substacks. Like I said, can we talk? They're written. You're supposed to have conversations with people. You're supposed to connect with them. And when I sat down with sheriffs or commissioners, you know, and things haven't moved, I think they talked to other people and are dissuaded. But when you walk through this evidence, and especially on October 22nd, 2020, you know, the FDA and all pharma knew, the COVID-19 injections were going to cause all of these diseases, all these disabilities, all these deaths, you know, and they even talk about specifically the diseases it's going to cause in children, and they knew it, and they continue to move forward, and you walk them through the evidence, and, you know, it's irrefutable. I've seen sheriffs tear up, and I say, well, now you have a choice. You're going to be a betting man. You can either bet that America stays asleep and they continue to use these bioweapon technologies on, you know, adults in your community and children, and it's going to be to the destruction of our county, our state, and our nation. And I said, that's a bad bet to make, you know, and then you get off scot-free, you know. Or you can bet that Americans are going to wake up and you can now be a hero and do something to stop this crime. You can seize these shots, right, under this law. And you can find the laws, you know, and I can help people find laws under this law. And that's what I offer them.
Yes, you do. Tell everyone where to find you how to get to your Substack and anywhere else.
Karen Kingston Substack is basically the best place to find me. It's the Kingston Report. I got a handle, Karen Kingston Substack, so you can find me now.
We have a link below here. It's really important. I think what Karen's saying, because so many people ask me on different levels, what can they do? What can I do? That's something so easy you can do, is go to Karen's Substack. I would like you to subscribe and support her. But go to her Substack and just read a couple of them. They really come from the heart. Nobody has been on the front lines like she has, and fearless, and she's paid a huge price for it, I assure you. But you can print out her work and you can read it and you can share it with people and you can help save people from going down this path. They are not done with this. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people out there that still are in denial, even if they know. But please do your part in your local community. Karen put all the information there for you, all the evidence there for you. She explains it in multiple Substacks. And do what you can where you are. We're going to have to save this country neighborhood to neighborhood, as far as I'm concerned. And please follow Karen. Please support her. And Karen Kingston, I love you and you're a hero of mine. And I know what you've been through. And I'm telling you, it's not easy. We are in a battle. We are in a war, but we are in a one battle right now that you are on the front lines. And I admire your courage and your wherewithal and your resolve. Because you never signed up for this battle, but I know you're not giving up. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my original My Slippers are back in stock. You've made them a huge success, and now I've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And with your promo code, you still save $90 a pair. Not only that, I'm having the biggest closeout sale ever on our sandals and slides for as low as $19.98. What makes my slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you're not going to find in any other slippers. My slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Wear them anytime, anywhere. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code to save $90 on my original My Slippers, or for as low as $19.98, you can get our sandals or slides. Quantities won't last long, and with my 60-day money-back guarantee, you can rest assured they'll be the most comfortable footwear you'll ever own.
Hey, Patriot pals, so happy that you're looking into gold and silver and protecting your savings for whatever comes ahead. Beverly Hills Precious Metals is our good friend, and we've been working with them for a long time, so you'll be getting a call from them. We'll also follow up here at the Mel Kay Show because we want to make sure that you're taken care of and you're protected. If you have any questions, please let us know. Right now is the time. There's so much information coming. There's so much chaos. We just want all the Patriots out there to be sure that they are protected, they are moving forward, and that we get through the storm together and safe. Whatever may come, just know we, the people of the United States, will prevail. God wins, and protect yourself. And please get in touch with us if you have any questions. So Beverly Hills Precious Metals, they're the best. They'll be in touch. We'll be in touch. You be in touch with us. Let's do this together.